Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
In Baton Rouge, Louisiana, a murder suspect is accidentally released from jail but turns himself in hours later. In Caddo Parish, a foster mother is found guilty in the shaking death of a baby. And also in Louisiana, a police officer is charged in a child's rape. These stories and more coming at you today, Thursday, July 25th, on Real Life Real Crime Daily. And I'm Jim Chapman.
I'm Woody Everton.
Sounds like we got a lot of Louisiana in this one.
Louisiana, David. There'll be some other stories.
Oh, yeah. They got a mixture. These are just headlines.
That's how the headlines fell out for Thursday.
That's it. Thursday. A lot of action going on in Louisiana these days.
Dog days of summer.
Well, we've got a little bit of summer left and then football time. I can't say enough about it.
Football time and then hunting season. So,
yeah, it's true.
It all comes together at the same time. My favorite time of the year.
Yeah.
But let's get down some true crime time for Thursday.
All right, and we're going to start off in Baton Rouge. And a video posted to his Instagram page shows 21-year-old Rashawn Alexander leaving the East Baton Rouge Parish Prison. This was last Wednesday morning. The problem with that is, according to the district attorney, he wasn't supposed to be released. Apparently, he paid bond and no holds were reflected at the prison for whatever reason, and he was able to bond out like anyone else would have. That from Hiller Moore, the district attorney in Baton Rouge.
Shout out, Hiller. He's a great guy.
The locally known rapper has been in jail since March of 2023, waiting to stand trial for the murder of Nicholas Williams. At the time of his arrest, Alexander was out on bond on some other charges. On Tuesday, this is last Tuesday, during a routine motion hearing, Judge Tarvald Smith found no probable cause for one of those charges involving possession of a firearm. For reasons still unclear, there was no longer documentation holding Alexander in jail, and the jail allowed him to post a $260,000 bond. Despite the judge finding no probable cause on one case, he had multiple other cases, including murder, and everybody understood the hold was still in place on those other charges. The mistake was noticed immediately. Once Judge Smith was notified of his release, he issued a new arrest warrant. Alexander turned himself in last Thursday morning and is back in custody. Moore said he's not sure where the communication breakdown happened, but it definitely happened. When they left the hearing, no one was under the impression that Alexander would be allowed out on bond. I don't know where miscommunication could have happened, but that it obviously did happen. That from Hiller Moore.
Yeah.
This dude got out of jail, but shout out to him for turning himself back in. He could have just hauled ass.
He can't outrun those murder warrants. And here's the thing. You bet he probably turned himself back in one hell of a hangover.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, oh, yeah.
He's like, fuck it, I'm good. I had two nights out. I got to blow it out. I was up in the club
and
doing this and doing that and got to, the
live the free life for a minute anyway.
Right?
And
just when you thought it was safe, the bad guy was safely in jail.
I bet. I can only imagine what his thought process was when they're letting him out. And he's like, yeah. He probably wasn't. I'm not going to say nothing. I'm not going to sit here. You know,
he was laughing.
Oh, yeah, and man. He probably couldn't believe it.
I probably went straight to, it's his favorite restaurant.
Yeah.
And then did everything else, right? Because, you know, he had to call somebody to come pick him up.
Yeah. And they were like, you can believe this. They let me out. They accidentally let me out.
Oh, shit. You know? Somebody lost their job over that one.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we opened all the headlines in Louisiana. Well, I'm going to throw a little monkey wrench in there and save one of the headlines for later. Let's go to New York City. New York City.
Get a rope.
All right. This is a crazy-ass story here, man. So two men were charged Thursday in connection with the fatal shooting of a one-year-old boy in New York City last year. That's according to a news release from the Brooklyn's district attorney's office. Now, the baby, identified as DeVell Gardner, was killed last July on the sidewalk in the front of Brooklyn's Raymond Bush Playground. Less than a year after that shooting, Deshaun Austin, 25, and Akeem Artis, 24, were arrested and charged in connection with the shooting and DeVell's death. Both men are members of a local street gang called the Hoolies, and the violence was motivated by gang rivalry and retaliation, this according to the Brooklyn DA, Eric Gonzalez. Artis was the driver of a car from which Austin and a second shooter, who was not named, means he probably ratted it, exited and then fired into a crowd that was attending a cookout. This was on July the 12th of 2020, and four people were shot, including the infant. The other victims, all innocent bystanders, survived. The men are also two of 18 charged in a 63-count indictment for gang-related activity, including multiple counts of murder and weapon charges, right? So between May of 2018 and September of 2020, members of the Hoolies gang are accused of committing four murders and eight non-fatal shootings that involve nine victims. And that's according to the same DA. Now, seven of the 13 victims were innocent people who are not rivals of the gang. Insidious gang violence, as we allege in this case, has taken and traumatized far too many lives, including many innocents such as DeVell Gardner, a bright and loved baby boy with his whole life ahead of him, Gonzalez said. New York City Police Commissioner DeMont Shea says alleged gang members were willing to kill without regard for innocent people caught in the crossfire. This violence has to stop, and cases like these are only made more solid when NYPD detectives and assistant DAs work hand in glove to build them from the beginning. That's what Shea said. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
The Hoolies and kill that one-year-old baby and a whole lot of other people. And that's not to mean all the stealing and drug dealing.
These gangs just got no limits, man.
No, and that's the truth.
That's the problem. They're not just killing each other anymore.
I think, but like we did on yesterday's show, the people in Philadelphia, block parties, people just getting shot up.
Yeah.
I mean, what is it like when you walk through your fucking neighborhood and you have to worry about every car that's coming or whatever, or worry about getting shot for no reason?
Stupid.
The fuck?
Just stupidity.
Yeah.
And it used to be these gangs, it was gang on gang killing.
Right.
So they were killing each other.
Yeah.
Now it's like they don't have a limit. It doesn't matter if you claim a certain set or whatever. They're killing babies for Christ's sake.
And back in the day, that's exactly true. They didn't want any civilian casualties
because
they didn't want the heat brought on them. As long as they were killing each other, it wasn't that big of a deal for the police.
Kind of like mob.
Now they're just shooting up everybody.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid.
Really? So we're gonna go to Caddo Parish, Louisiana.
Caddo Parish.
Where is Caddo Parish?
That is Shreveport.
Shreveport area, and obviously we've covered a lot of crime out of Shreveport, one of the top crime areas in the country.
He's the number one bearer for death penalty cases. You know why?
Really?
Hugo Holland used to be the prosecutor there.
Oh, Hugo Holland. For those of you who aren't familiar, that's
you talk about
Coco prosecutor.
Good and bad in every profession. Now, look, you know, every great person that puts people away and shit like that, including me, you're going to have your fucking haters, right?
Sure.
Hugo's got his haters. But that's, I'm telling you, bro, I've been doing it a long time, and he's the best I ever saw.
Really?
He don't fucking play. In the courtroom, he is the master. But anyway, go ahead.
Shout out Hugo Holland. So we're in Caddo Parish, and this is just a heartbreaking case, y'all. A foster mother faces a mandatory life sentence for the fatal abuse of a 1.5-year-old girl in her care. Yeah. The 42-year-old woman, identified as T. Burns, was convicted of second-degree murder for the 2020 death of 18-month-old girl. The trial, which shifted to a bench format before District Court Judge D. Hathaway, as jury selection commenced, revealed chilling details about the event that led up to the girl's death. The proceedings moved quickly, with the prosecution presenting compelling evidence of Burns' culpability in the violent shaking that led to that toddler's death. Prosecutors detailed that Burns had been caring for the toddler, with whom she had no familial ties. This wasn't Burns' first encounter with allegations of abuse, however. Another child had previously been removed from her home due to similar circumstances, which makes me wonder why the hell she was still allowed to be a foster parent. Right. But throughout the trial, the prosecution brought forward 11 witnesses, including 4 medical doctors, who testified the girl's severe injuries to the brain were consistent with acute abusive head trauma. The most damning testimony came from the account Burns gave to detectives. She admitted to grabbing the toddler by the head and violently shaking her back and forth for over 45 minutes.
Jeez Louise.
But added that she did that only because she was trying to wake the girl up. Burns described using harsh, jarring motions, at times holding the girl upside down by her legs. That didn't even cease as Burns drove the seriously injured child to the hospital. She continued to shake her at red lights. The prosecution characterized Burns as a monster in their arguments, underscoring the tragic vulnerability of a child placed in her care. Assistant DA Bowman expressed the severity of the toddler's injuries in vivid terms during his opening statement, indicating that they were so severe they would deeply disturb anyone who had heard the details. With the evidence presented, Judge Hathaway found Burns guilty of second-degree murder. That conviction in Louisiana carries an automatic life sentence without parole, which will be formally pronounced at Burns' sentencing, which actually takes place today. The case has resonated so deeply within the community, sparking discussions, obviously, about foster care and the how this person was not was still on a list to be a foster parent after already having some prior issues with this. And so the whole community is pretty shaken up over it. Don't get no worse than that for me.
Yep. I worked them
totally defenseless.
I'm trying to think what
child, yeah, baby, it's infant.
It's horrible. And
shake them.
That baby's in heaven. I think ones I worked like that, it's something, and the medical people can correct me on it, but when you're that young, your brain doesn't even have the protective membranes like we have, and so you're more susceptible to, especially when you're shaking, et cetera, to your brain moving back and forth.
Yeah.
And it's just horrible. I worked a couple of them. They suck. Yeah, I tell you, the one of the hardest things I ever had to do was respond to, what was the hospital? It was right across the line. We didn't have all these hospitals in the parish back then.
Oxner.
And, God, I used to go to that emergency room, like, every time I'm working night shift. Because that's where, you know, the gunshots or rape victims or whatever. And this was a dead baby. And I had to go take the baby I think I did tell you about this. Mm-hmm. I had to go. The baby was dead. They called and said the baby's dead. The parents brought it in. And it has to be autopsy. And I had to go in there and take that baby from that mama. And it was not pretty.
Yeah.
But it had to be done. And then it turned out it was just like SIDS death or crib death, whatever the fuck they call that shit.
Yeah.
And unexplainable. But, you know, I had to take it from them. Of course, I sat there a long time, let them, but, you know, watching them because you, in case they try to hide evidence, in case it was something nefarious. Now, look, I've worked shaking baby. Shaking baby syndrome is what we called it. And where the babies were dead from that.
Mm.
And, but taking that baby away was one of the shittiest things.
I can only imagine. Yeah.
Anyway,
awful situation all around. And hopefully this lady spends the rest of her life.
She will. And then look, she's
behind bars.
She ain't going to do easy time. She's going where she's going to go. And even women and women's prisons hate baby killers.
Yeah.
It's like the men's and men's prison rapists like this motherfucker I'm about to tell you about now.
Hey, everybody. It's Aggo. Listen up, especially you ladies over 40. I've got some good news. It's called Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is an all-in-one hormonal balancing solution. It relieves symptoms of menopause. It promotes healthy weight loss and curbs cravings. It improves sleep quality. It reduces bloating and gas. It relieves hot flashes. It can even relieve occasional mood swings, although nothing like that has ever happened in my house. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalance should take it, but it's perfect for the horrible menopause symptoms that make you put your life on hold. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and code RLRC at checkout for 15% off today.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that doesn't turn into fat when you consume it. Instead, it turns into a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body.
So getting more MCTs in your diet is like flipping a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which flushes out excess fat and calories. And Dr. Gundry has created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it comes in a tasty drink form. It actually tastes good. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized.
So if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/RLRC and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. And again, that's GundryMD. .com/RLRC.
Awesome.
All right, good deal. Let's go to New Roads. What you know about New Roads, Jimmy?
I know they have a heck of a Mardi Gras parade.
They do. And let me tell you this. When I was a kid, with my grandfather, my mom's dad, had the very first camp on the town side. So you had, if you're driving down Main Street, you pass up the Catholic Church, right where Beauregard's, the bar and the launch is. We had the first camp there, and I was raised there during the summertime.
Falls River.
And loved it and everything. And, yeah, got in trouble one time for on a Saturday night. Me and my best friend were mooning cars. Everybody was on Main Street, and the cops got called on us. And shit like that. Or swim. Now, actually, I was already in trouble for it, so I was juvenile. But anyway. Let's go to, you know, New Roads is a really cool place. We used to play Falls River Academy there. I dated a few girls from there back then. I actually was in when my National Guard unit was in New Roads.
Oh, really?
So I spent a lot of fucking time in New Roads, right? Yeah. So it's like a it's not as big as Denham Springs or not even probably Walker. It's more spread out. I think Falls River is like 12 or 13 miles long. Police department, not that big, right? But they got a problem now. A New Roads police officer was arrested and charged with multiple sex crimes involving children on July the 20th. Kadreon Williams was charged with first-degree rape. We used to call that aggravated rape, y'all. They changed it. Of a victim under 13. First-degree rape, armed with a dangerous weapon, indecent behavior with a juvenile, and pornography involving a juvenile. Now, Pointe Coupee Parish Sheriff Renee Thibodeau issued a statement saying that the New Roads Police Department asked the sheriff's office to investigate possible charges against the officer. That's standard, right? You don't, you know, so especially something that's serious. And Joe Ferron is his chief criminal deputy. He used to be the chief of Livonia. That's my brother-in-law's brother. But anyway, they said no available information is available at this time, Thibodeau said. An investigation is ongoing. So it's still a developing story. But let me tell you something. Do you know, it used to be, and I think it still is, that charge, kid rape, under, it used to be under the age of 12 when it was aggravated rape. Now it's they've raised the age limit to 13. You get a death penalty for it. Probably what that is, only one person in the history of the state of Louisiana, back in my day, only one person in the history of the state of Louisiana had ever been charged. I mean, had ever been, yeah, they took him to trial and gave him death for it. And he was out of Jefferson Parish. It was for raping kids. But they overturned it and he ended up doing life. Now, I thought David Constance, I just fucking knew that dude was going to get the death penalty. But then they blindsided me in the grand jury and said, don't say anything about this. And we're not going for aggravated rapes. And I ended up getting him to go for it anyway. But they took the death penalty off the table.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Well, a police officer, bro. Police officer. And I would imagine with a armed with a dangerous weapon and all that, probably, I don't know. And he's got videos of it and shit.
You just said it. It's a police officer. And to me, that makes it 10 times worse because you're such a trusted member of the community. When you see someone like a police officer doing these things, or teacher, or priest, or whatever, anybody coach, you know, it's horrible no matter what. But when it's someone in the community that has this level of an expectation of trust to violate it like that, I mean, there ain't a whole lot of things outside of the realm of what they deserve.
Yeah, you ought to get the death penalty. But, you know, they probably won't. But we're just talking about that woman going to prison, shaking the baby, and she's going to have a heart.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
This motherfucker really going to have him. He didn't kill a kid. He raped the kid, allegedly. Raped the kid, and he's a police officer.
Yeah, he's going to have a hard time.
He's going to spend the rest of his life.
And good for him if that's what he did. Yeah. And, you know, Louisiana also, the chemical castration and the physical castration now that is a deal.
But he ain't never getting out anyway.
Gotta look out. Yeah, that's true.
He's not even, I mean, they're not going to plea. They're not going to plea you down. If they got you on video and shit, there's no plea offer on that.
Yeah.
And, I don't know.
Well,
fucking crazy.
We're going to keep it in Louisiana and we're going to actually go back to Tangipahoa Parish.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
We were just in Tangipahoa, I think, yesterday. Last episode. Yeah. So, a woman was arrested. This was this previous Friday for attempting to get access to inmates at the Tangipahoa Parish Jail by lying about being their attorney.
Yep. There you go.
So, according to the sheriff's office in Tangipahoa Parish, Connie Jones, who was 44, presented herself as the attorney of two inmates that were being rebooked into the jail. Detectives knew from their investigation into the inmates that Jones was not an attorney. She was not a paralegal, not only in Louisiana, but anywhere else in the United States. And during Jones' booking, detectives were made aware she had come to the jail with additional people who were waiting in a car in the parking lot. After engaging with the occupants, detectives ended up actually arresting one of the individuals for having synthetic marijuana in their possession. Jones was booked for false presentation, practicing law without a license, and criminal trespassing.
So they try anything. Yes, prisons are full of dummies.
And so if you're a lawyer, you can just get in and talk to an inmate.
I was going to tell you, in my defense business, a lot of the clients were locked up.
Yeah.
Right? Murder charges, what it may be. And I've been I've almost every parish prison in this state.
Yeah.
To see an inmate, right? But the, especially like initial consultations and shit like that, you go with the lawyer, right? The lawyer hadn't even met him in person yet. And I used to work with a bunch of different lawyers. Matter of fact, as this, you're listening to this, I'm out of town working on a defense case right now.
Yeah.
On a child sex case. But what's funny. Me and this one lawyer, every time we went to a fucking parish prison where they didn't know us, one time we drove all the way up to Ruston and they had a murder at, what's that school? Not
the Louisiana Tech?
No, the one where Doug Williams played at.
Grambling.
Grambling. So they had a murder the weekend, homecoming at Grambling, right? Anyway, we go in the first time, and you have to sign in. The lawyer has to sign in. And if I'm with them, they say, my investigator, blah, blah, blah. And every time we'd go somewhere, and we'd sign in, and then when they finally read the book and call us in, they would think I was a lawyer. My buddy was the best guy. Your attorney, come on in, sir. We laughed about it. But, you're supposed to show bar car, your lawyer's bar car and shit like that. Nobody ever checks.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck. I'm sure people use it for nefarious reasons. Lawyers don't get searched. They can bring in their cell phones. They can bring in the briefcase and shit like that. Now, if you're a douchebag, and there are douchebag lawyers, you can pass contraband and do whatever.
Sure.
Yeah. So
interesting.
There you have it.
She didn't get away with it.
No, she denied. And there you go. Just when you thought Tangipahoa was out of the news. When you thought Louisiana was out, because we've done nothing but Louisiana and one New York today.
Yeah.
Right, but let's tell you about something a little bit different. All right, this another sad story. And an Ohio man out to the Buckeye State. Ohio man was indicted on charges accusing him of killing his live-in girlfriend after their daughter found, right, bone fragments in their driveway. Right. So James Drejas, 58, was indicted on charges of murder, gross abuse of a corpse, tampering with evidence, and domestic violence in the death of 56-year-old Tammy Dubison, Dubison, according to the announcement. I hate to fuck up her name, but Dubusion was last seen on May 22nd at her home in Cleveland, but was reported missing almost a month later on June 19th. Now, O'Malley, the reporter, said the killing happened between May 6th, or detective, killing happened between May 16th and June 6th this year when Drejas struck Dubusion in the head, causing her to fall to the ground. He then left her in the driveway for about 8 to 10 hours and did not call for help. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. When he returned to the driveway, O'Malley said, Drejas wrapped her body was crazy. And trash bags and threw it in a garbage can. Right? On June 6th, D-Day, Drehaus moved the body to a dumpster at a nearby elementary school. The couple's daughter found bone fragments in her parents' driveway on July 7th and called police. That's according to the announcement. Anyway, Drehaus was arrested 2 days later after the medical examiner's office confirmed the bones were human remains. It's unclear whether Drehaus has an attorney representing him, blah, blah, blah. And police don't have a motive. And he hasn't entered a plea.
Wow.
He must have confessed, though.
Yeah.
It was to have the details about the garbage bags and the dumpster, the garbage can. And then, I mean, where's their fucking driveway at? It must have been in the back of their house. Somebody driving down the street didn't see a body laying in the driveway for 8 to 10 hours.
Well, and they're saying about the bone fragments. I'm wondering what type of fragment. What maybe, exactly?
I don't know.
Because what's going to raise a red flag?
Probably that, like a piece of a skull fragment with hair attached to it or something.
Yeah, maybe so.
I mean, they must not have been using a lot because the car could have run over and crushed that. Got rid of that evidence.
Yeah.
Broke it down much. But, you know, it's a real deal.
Shout out to her for
being a student. A family from here wants me to work on their case. And, after the body was removed and it had been some time before they found the body and after the body was removed, et cetera, they went back to the site, got permission to land and went back to the site. And there were, because the body had been there a while, there were, animals had done some scavenging or whatever. Mm. And they were still able to find pieces of bone with hair on it.
That
wasn't removed by law enforcement.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. But if it's like really wooded,
yeah,
leafy area or something like that.
Yeah. Wow.
Uh-oh.
Got a wild mile high crime for you today. So a woman is in critical condition after being stabbed several times this past Saturday evening at Miami International Airport, one of the biggest airports in the country.
Right. I've been there many times.
This, according to the Miami-Dade police, the incident occurred just after 11:30 p.m. on the fourth floor of Miami's Concourse J in the pre-security area. The woman was attacked without provocation, police said, and was nearly thrown over the railing. She was able to escape to the third floor where officers discovered her and took the suspect into custody. In the initial chaos of the stabbing, police were called to the scene for an alleged active shooter. That turned out to be false. Miami-Dade Fire Rescue took the victim to Jackson Memorial Hospital Trauma Center, where she remained in critical condition. Names for the victim and suspect have yet to be released, though the attacker was identified as a male. All passengers in concourses H and J were evacuated and subsequently rescreened, according to a Miami spokesperson, and operations returned to normal around 1:30 a.m. that day.
That's crazy.
So obviously that took place in the pre-security area. So it was before they had to go through the medical detectors. Because, you know, my first question just prior to reading that was, how the heck did they get a knife through security? Well,
right.
That's how they did it. They did it before they had to go through all that screening process.
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes shit gets through, but the
it doesn't really say what spurred the attack. You know, did they get into a verbal altercation? Doesn't really say. But it's, I mean, this is a major airport, and yeah, it's 11:30 at night, but guaranteed there's a lot of people flying at that time.
Oh yeah,
and
Miami. Yeah,
I mean,
it's really crazy. International, especially to South America. And that I used to do a lot of work in Miami, and I flew in there a shitload of times. It's busy. It's not like La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Yeah,
they shut that motherfucker down at 10 o'clock at night, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with a subject? Is your child ahead, not getting challenged enough in class? IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies while adapting to each child, meeting them where they are. Plus, IXL encourages students to be curious, empowers them how to choose to learn. Now, Cindy used IXL in the classroom as a teacher and now uses it to homeschool our youngest son in the ninth grade. The videos are what she finds that benefits him most in math because he's a very visual learner. The perfect supplement to your homeschool curriculum, IXL offers interactive practice problems, educational game lessons, and video tutorials for every topic you're teaching at home. It's easy to use, time-saving, and everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you're covering. Instant grading, helpful progress reporting. IXL offers instant feedback and explanations of new topics as kids use the program. Flexible and personalized. Kids can explore any topic in any grade level. They aren't forced into a single learning path like they are on other programs. If you're homeschooling your child because they were falling behind or because they were too far ahead, IXL is a great program to help them get the exact support they need. It's fun for kids, and kids love IXL's positive feedback, awards, and educational games. And it's trustworthy. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Real Life Real Crime listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/RLRC. So visit IXL.com/RLRC to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. We use it on our son, WL. It's an amazing product, y'all. You can thank me later.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
It's really, really...
Yeah, and so that, I don't know what this person... You know, people, it's like people don't, you would think common sense would say, you're not going to get away with this. You're about to go to jail for attempted murder. And people just don't give a frick, man. Right. They will stab you in a heartbeat. And it's like, what a dumbass.
Well, I agree with you on that. I tell you what, since you did a Mile High and I haven't done one in a while, why don't you throw me a kinky crime?
Oh, I was hoping you'd say that.
But this one's going to be different.
Yeah.
Kinky crimes for Thirsty Thursday. Y'all, most of the kinky crimes we do are kind of funny and shit. And this one's not really, maybe so, but I'll let you be the judge. It's kind of long, too. Let's go to Florida. Hardy County. I have no idea where that's at.
Hardy County, Florida?
Hardy, just like Hardy. Okay. You got the meat or beef. You ready to eat Hardy's?
Yes.
I think I only ate there like once in my life.
It ain't been much. A couple of times.
Just not a fucking fan. Yeah, I don't think if they offered me free food for life to do a commercial, I don't think I'd take it. All right, so Hardy County, Florida. An online encounter ended in multiple charges, included attempted murder for a Florida woman. Crystal Skiba is facing 10 charges following her April 24th arrest in Hardy County, Florida. Deputies were called to the scene by an alleged victim who claimed Skiba fired multiple shots at him as he fled her home. Now, the alleged victim, whose name is redacted in the court documents told investigators he connected with Skiva on Facebook earlier that day. Their conversation turned flirtatious.
Ooh.
Right? When discussing work for a horror production company, he was trying to start as Skiba, whatever the fuck her name is, this SKIBA, invited him to her home. He's thinking,
hey,
lucky, right?
Yeah.
When he arrived, Skiba directed two young children to go into another room before taking the man into her bedroom.
Oh.
Right? The man said he spotted a handgun on the bed and claimed Skiba was attempting to seduce him and get him sexually aroused. After performing oral sex on the man, Skiba said, you know, you can't leave without paying me, right?
Oh, jeez.
The man told investigators he tried to leave the home, but an armed Skiba attempted to block him. With his hands in the air, he pleaded to leave and walked out the door to his car. Well, as he began walking to his car, he continued to walk with his hands in the air and noted Skiba was attempting to cock the gun.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to be walking at that point.
Uh-uh.
So the victim believed the handgun became jammed and had a malfunction. As he was driving away, Skiba allegedly cursed at him and fired the handgun in his vehicle multiple times. Skiba told authorities a different version, though, of events. She claimed she invited the man over to smoke out, but kicked him out of the home after he insinuated he wanted to have sex. Skiba also claimed the alleged victim was the one to fire at her from his vehicle when he was leaving. While searching her home, authorities found firearms, illegal drugs, and paraphernalia. Deputies also noted living conditions in the home were atrocious, with mounds of trash, rotten food, cat feces, and mold throughout. The only food in the home was spoiled or infested with roaches. Authorities said the two children, ages 5 and 7, couldn't remember the last time they attended school. They also had severe tooth decay, with some missing that is not consistent with juvenile development. Skiba's charges include second-degree attempted murder, false imprisonment, and child neglect.
Mm.
She pled not guilty.
Wow. I know you don't think you're leaving without paying me.
What?
He's like, what? Paying?
I mean, she's, I don't know.
An interesting point of fact, Hardy County, Florida, it borders Polk County.
Really?
Yep.
Sheriff Grady Judge.
Yeah.
I wonder what the sheriff there did.
It is right in between Polk and DeSoto counties.
You know what? Whatever county it is, I don't think guy's lying about getting a blowjob and then she's demanding money.
Right.
Right? I mean,
if he would have expected that, he probably would have paid.
Probably most people would have given her some money to get the fuck out of the house.
Right? Yeah.
And especially because he walked in through all the roaches and everything else. He gets his BJ and she has a pistol, wants some money. Give that motherfucker some money. A lot cheaper than a bullet hole in a car and explaining that shit to your wife when you get home.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Jimmy.
Got shot at the red light. Yeah, that's bad stuff. So, well, that was your
kinky
crime
for Thursday. Y'all, please continue to send in your stories. And dang it, man, I said it on yesterday's show. Let me see if I can find this real quick.
I think he's looking for.
I am looking for
someone to shout out
story. She sent me, and I forgot to do it, and she sent it again, said, you forgot me, and damn it, I was going to do it today, and I can't find it. You know, every time I go to Facebook, I got like 6 different Facebook pages.
Yeah.
And I try to find one, and I'm looking on the wrong one, and I can't find it, and then I don't know which one it is.
Used to be back in the good, and y'all will remember this listening in, to where you didn't have to change to your other profile to go look at your other pages.
Right.
Now automatically changes you. I end up commenting under, you know, one page to another page. And
that's
That's why I tell people to go.
That was one of the worst things to me that Facebook
Real Life did. Real Crime Community app, because I get all the messages, I get all the shit there, or just email me at woody@realliferealcrime.com, because I have these, like, I just found one that I had been on evidently a long time, and I got like 7 or 8 messages.
Yeah.
And so then these are obviously old now, and I don't want y'all to think I'm not
responding. A lot of them just slip down that rabbit hole.
We got too many rabbit holes for them to go down.
That's right.
TikTok,
Facebook, Instagram,
crew page,
YouTube,
Lanyap page, my personal page, my public page, Real Life Real Crime page, Real Life Real Crime Daily page. Yeah. I mean, there's just rolls and rolls. Anyway, I'll find it and we'll get you next week. What's your plans for the weekend?
You know, I don't have a whole lot of them this weekend. Unlike last week, I don't want to say blew my load. That's not what I'm asking. But, you know, I kind of like probably hurt myself for about the next upcoming 3 weeks. But I definitely got to get some yard work done, things like that. I got to finish building my deck.
Every day. Yeah. Every day. I mean, I go out, walk through the grass. That's how high it is. Not at the normal place I cut it last. That one in between rainstorms. But at the other one. And then I walk through it. And if I can walk through the grass and walk on the cement and my feet printed there, then I know it's too wet, right?
Right.
And then by the time I get ready to cut it, here comes the rain.
Yeah. I ended up this past weekend, I ended up cutting mine, and it was still a little bit too wet to cut it. But I knew if I wait, it's going to be like I had to get a bush hog out here.
I got this big, big fucking mower with the slicks on it.
Yeah,
that's some bitch. If it's damp at all, it sit there and spin. But this weekend, golly, what's his name? You know how bad I am with names. The head of Blue Lives Matters from New York City Police Department.
Coming
in again for O'Hara's Irish Pub, 136 3rd Street, downtown Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Coldest beer in town?
Absolutely coldest beer in town. I think 30-something on tap. Brian Ott, if y'all have ever been to a crew bash, you know who he is. He's the one that owns the Basin, but he also has O'Hara's. And as of now, I don't like to say plans because they always get jinxed, but as of now, I'm definitely going to be there Saturday night, and the head of Blue Lives Matters, who's actually going to be running for mayor of New York City, is going to be there. Cool guy. And y'all come down there and see us.
There you go.
136 3rd Street. Downtown Baton
Rouge. 136 3rd Street. Sounds good. Any final thoughts on that?
No, love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thank you for tuning in, liking, listening, and sharing. And love you.
Until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
I'm Woody Everton.
Your host of Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace.
Saving money on everything now at Menards. Create fresher, cleaner air with damp-rid products. Control the humidity in your space with a hanging bag moisture absorber. They're great for closets and laundry rooms. Grab a 3-pack on sale through September 8th. Save big on damp-rid moisture absorbers at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals. Save.